Today's the last day we are praying, at least for now, for our unsaved and those who are lost, prodigals, or just don't believe, who are in our sphere of influence. Our last focus are all those we have some connection to that range from occasional hellos with the neighbors or people who provide us service, the homeless we drive by, people we see on the streets, especially pedestrians and feel a tug in our hearts, customers in line with us, social media acquaintances from our past but we rarely speak to in the present. These are still people who see our behavior and actions, who hear our words or read them, and the way we say them, and they who still need Jesus. We might be their only voice, their only person, the only hand to lead and guide them to the only one who can save their soul. So think about the reason why we did this at the end is to get us to focus on all the other people that we kind of go by and not overlook them, to consider ways. People you might sit on the plane with, a bus, or, you know, there's so many in the taxi and Uber, Lyft, any shared rides with people. All kinds of people are in our lives beyond those that we know well. So these are the ones that are just connections that we're going to lift to the Lord. So here we go. But God, you are so rich in mercy, and you loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, you gave us life when you raised Christ from the dead. It is only by your grace that we have been saved. So Father, we are so thankful for your grace in our lives. Apart from your work, we would still be dead in our sins. You have forgiven us and raised us to life in Christ. Lord, we want these connections to know your grace too. Help us to be bold in sharing our faith. Help us to look for divine connections. Help us to be aware of how we are acting, how we're speaking, how we're texting, how we're posting, how we are presenting ourselves to these people that are in our sphere of influence. May it be Christ behaved, taught, read, spoken, so that it would lead them to you. We pray that those who are lost, that they would see you in us, that they would hear you in us, that they would read about you through us, that they would be amazed and encounter the truth, the way, and the life. We pray that you would help them to see and understand that there is no other name by which they can be saved. Open their eyes to see the truth about you. May we even go by them and pray for them if that is all it is. May we pray for the homeless, the pedestrians that look lost, the ones that are on their phones that could get hurt and killed by being distracted. We pray, Father, that you will send laborers to them if we are not the ones to do that. We pray that you would bring back to their remembrance anything that you have spoken over the years in their life, and may it be the loudest voices that they hear. Any of them that are thinking of taking their lives, we pray against that spirit of death in the name of Jesus, and we loose, God, the spirit of life over them, that you would prove to them the reasons why that they need to stay here for all those that do love them and care about them. And most importantly, that you love them and care about them, and that they would find their purpose and value in you. We pray for a harvest of souls in all those that we have any type of connection. Use us, embolden us, empower us. May signs and wonders follow. May we even pray for them, Lord, these strangers as they would be to us, but they are no stranger to you because you created each one. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you for the harvest of souls. We declare that this year will be the largest harvest of souls that we've ever seen in the mighty name of Jesus.